101.9.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danforth of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Good morning, Jacksonville. Welcome to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am your co-host in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford. I am Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday Jacksonville and Harvest Intervention Services. And Dr. Richard Danford is with the Jacksonville Urban League. And we have Larry Williams joining us on the line with First Thursday Jacksonville and Anchor Global Business USA. And he is out traveling.
He's in Seattle. Huh?
I don't know where he is this morning, but welcome, everybody. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and we're just thankful to be here in the studio. So good morning, Larry.
Larry, did you have turkey for Thanksgiving or fish?
Turkey. I had turkey, ham, and all the fixings. I was really good this Thanksgiving, and I want to say happy holidays to everyone listening. And I guess we're into the holiday season.
Yes.
Talking about the holidays, like yesterday was a big Black Friday day. It's one of the
big shopping day.
It was one of the few times, Dr. Danford and Jarman, that we'll talk about Black in a positive manner. I guess that's one of the things. And today is Small Business Saturday, guys. This is a great opportunity for us to go out and support our mom and pop stores and give some business and spend some of your money with some of our small businesses. Small businesses make up 90% of all jobs in America, and we need to make sure we support these businesses, not just the mom and pop stores, but particularly our small business neighborhood stores and anyone that's doing small business. It's a great opportunity to support them, but let's not just support them on Small Business Saturday. Let's try to support them as often as we can. Dr. Danford, they said that according to a survey by the National Retail Federation, 41% of shoppers plan to shop today. That's an amazing thing.
Wow.
And, that's one way we can build up some economic viability in our local communities.
Right, and here on the Empowerment Hour, we allowed small businesses the opportunity during the last segment of the show to call in and promote their business and the services and products. So since today is Small Business Saturday, this would be a great opportunity to call in the last segment to get some more people to come in and support your business.
Well, that's true. Right. Larry, let me mention something that we have going on this morning over at Bethel Baptist Institutional Church, what they're looking at doing from 10 o'clock this morning until late this afternoon. They are they have what we called Black Wall Street. If you recall what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where the entire Black Wall Street, the section in Tulsa that was doing very well with African-American businesses, and of course it was burned down for whatever reason. So we're over at the church this morning, we have about 40 vendors that will be there. So you were encouraging us to shop with small business owners. Mm-hmm. So this is a great opportunity. If you would just go stop by Bethel Baptist Institutional Church from 10 o'clock on. So
And you said they have about 40 small vendors?
Yeah, they have 40, about 40. They announced in church about 40 vendors that will be there with a number of products and different resources. So
That's excellent idea and concept. You know, hats off to Bethel over there. They do some wonderful things. And, you know, again, it's another opportunity to support our small businesses. And, you know, they brought in 40 businesses there, so you don't have to go from place to place. Using up your precious gas, you can just go up to Bethel and do some shopping. So
Let me mention you mentioned Black Friday. My wife and I decided to run down to St. Augustine to the outlet mall to get some sales. I mean, wait a minute now. You would not believe the traffic going to the outlet mall. It was backed up about 5 miles. I'm saying, what is there in an outlet mall that people will spend all that time trying to get in on Black Friday? And of course, we decided to go the back way. We were able to get in and run through and get our shopping done. But I know people are shopping online, but I tell you, with all that traffic, they want to touch and feel before they buy.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
well, you know, we got a lot of window shoppers, and I was out like you were. I had to pick up a few things yesterday. Usually I don't do the Black Friday deal, but they had some deals I couldn't refuse.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you told me not to go. Hey, we didn't go out for Black Friday, but you said, not Black Friday.
Larry's getting ready to upgrade his wardrobe.
Larry, they have some deals you couldn't resist.
Maybe we'll go. Doc hit the hammer on the nail. That's right there, Doc. I had to do something, but I couldn't pass up some of the stuff we had on sale yesterday.
What are you doing? Almost giving it away, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, at 25% of cost.
We were looking at 70% off the already marked down price. We were doing them a favor. We say, well, we'll do you a favor. Just give it to us. We'll walk out.
Right.
You don't need to make any money.
Well, I'm sure some people found some good deals. Since if you all found some good deals, then I'm sure there were a lot of good deals out there on yesterday and today.
Oh, and especially over at Regency Mall over at JCPenney's.
Boy,
they've got some deals over there. So we're talking about shopping local. Shout out for Arlington, District 1. Let's help out Regency and some of the other entities in that area. We all don't have to go to St. Johns County, okay?
Absolutely. Right. So let's go to St. Johns County and then spend some here locally. I mean, you know, apparently there's a lot of money to be spent as long as those lines were yesterday. Goodness gracious. Somebody making some money.
Yes. And
well, I noticed no one had cash. It was all plastic.
Yes. Well, hey, look, we had earn a lot of money, and we spend a lot of money, and a lot of it spent on credit, Doc.
Well, the economy is supposed to be really jumping now, and unemployment is down. No one is really, suffering because they don't have a job. There are plenty of jobs, from what I hear, right?
Really?
Absolutely. And they have plenty of jobs available. So if you're unemployed for whatever reason, you know, go out. All you have to do is drive down the street. There's so many help wanted signs out and things. If you're not employed right now, I think that, you know, you have some challenges, and if you need some help with getting your resume together and those types of things, Urban League has a career center over there. Ms. Julia can help you guys out. So let's get employed and invest back in our community.
And let's invest wisely. Let's not get in debt in the process, though.
Oh,
let's
come on. Now, you're taking all the fun out, man. Did you see the movie Grinch?
I did.
You did?
I did, yes. That's not a
movie. Oh, we're talking about movies, man. That movie, Creed 2.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Oh, man, it was a bomb, man. You've got to take the family. I mean, it's a really...
Minus the children. We'll put them in another...
It's PG-13. There's no sex.
Okay.
Doesn't do for me. We have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Well, I know you control them.
Yes. Doc, you just... Doc, you just killed it for me.
Well, you know, when we come back, we've got we're going to talk about the millennials and
millennials, yeah,
yeah, and how they're handling all this newfound wealth. You know, unemployment is low. They have all these jobs. I want to know how they handling all this stuff. We've got one of our young professionals, Sean Calhoun Jr. of the Dreamers. So yes, he's in our next segment. He's going to come on, talk some about...
Is he dreaming?
No, he's not dreaming. He's got some good stuff. I mean, he's heading up to Tennessee to work on his master's. So we'll hear more about that.
Tennessee. Yeah, so we look forward to talking with Sean, who's a motivational speaker with the millennials. So we'll hear from him, like Dr. Danford said, in the second segment. So we just, again, it's Small Business Saturday. And, Larry, I was thinking that maybe we should just open up the lines for small businesses to call in,
like,
you know,
plan,
instead of just the
like
last set.
Yeah. Oh, Larry, by the way, you know, with my leftover turkey, I always have my wife to cut it up and make me some turkey salad.
Or everybody?
Yeah, turkey salad, you know, and some give me some
drama.
Give me some light bread. Give me two.
Oh,
give me
some light bread.
Give
wow,
me some light bread, and oh man, and you talking about good. Plus, it's a fried turkey too. So, can you imagine fried turkey that's chopped up with relish and mustard and mayo?
Making people hungry this morning, Dr. Dan. All right,
hey Doc, I just love fried turkey. I can eat it a la carte.
Oh, okay.
Well, remember, I want to just remind the listeners, all right, it is Small Business Saturday, and if you are a small business owner, you can call in at 296-2251 anytime during the show to share with the listeners your product or services that you are providing. And we're going to take a music break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
Singing over me, you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind.
Down five.
right. Yes, Lord, we are so thankful for your reckless love. And I am Jarmin Lightner. We are back on the Empowerment Hour.
What kind of love?
Pray reckless, meaning just coming up regardless of your foolishness, your disobedience. He loves you unconditionally. So that's reckless. Yeah.
Stop.
Reckless.
Reckless, because we are reckless. We're reckless people sometimes.
We
right?
sure are.
Well, we welcome you back on the Empowerment Hour, Praise 107.9. And we are here in the studio with our guest, Sean Calhoun Jr. with Dreamers. And he is a motivational speaker amongst the millennials. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. We're glad to have you in the studio this morning. And we're excited to hear about what you're doing with the millennials. So, you know, just talk a little bit about Dreamers and what inspired you to do that.
Well, Dreamers, we began in 2015, and what inspired me to get into motivational speaking was in 2011, I was going into college, and I heard God say, you are going to lead my people. So I'm like, I don't know what that means, God. So I just kept living my life in undergrad, as we all do. And so
the Lord told you that?
That's what the Lord told me.
Okay.
All right. So after that, I just continued. I didn't really know what it meant, right? I was maybe 18, 19 at the most. And so by the time I graduated undergrad, I had overcome so much adversity, the death of my mother, graduating on time, you know, even though they kind of messed up a few things that kind of would have pushed back my graduation, and just a host of other different things. And so, and even, you know, from employment things and the amount of revenue that I was able to bring in undergrad, and a lot of my friends were asking me, how was I doing these things and how was I doing at such a vast rate? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that led from private talks with my friends into saying, hey, you know what? Can you come and speak to these set group of students? And then it just continued to grow to being on campuses like Florida State, Florida A&M, University of Notre Dame. And it just continued to bring traction. And so now we have over 8,000 millennials following us on social media that are, you know, thirsty for information, and we continuously feed them.
All right. So what is it that you're seeing as far as the millennials in what they're thirsty for? Like, what is it that the millennials are needing or that they're drawing from you in order to, you know, continue to move forward?
Are they voting? That's what I want to know.
Well, we all know that the millennial vote has an area of opportunity what we need to increase, right? I think that's something to identify. However, outside of that, when it comes to the what they're thirsty for, it's more so information, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say we, because I'm a millennial as well. Mm-hmm. I'm only 26 years old. And so being a millennial, we thirst for information. And so historically, information has been hidden, or it hasn't been always as transparent. Okay. And so unfortunately, with the information burst, whether it's good or bad information, millennials, we will go towards it. Okay. And so what I provide for us as millennials is information that we can use, give us actionable items that we can actually use to better our life, get closer to success, you know, overcome adversity. Because, you know, how many times has grandma said, oh, you too young to have your nerves worked, or, you know, baby, just keep living, you'll get through it. And, you know, yes, grandmother, that sounds wonderful, but I still have these problems that I'm trying to make it through, whether it be trying to graduate on time, finding who I am within myself, you know, what's my purpose exactly.
So I look in the paper this morning, and according to the Times Union, we've had 89 murders in Jacksonville, and we know it's a little over 100. Some of those have not been classified as murders. In other words, we've had, you know, over 100 people killed.
Yes, sir.
So, and of course, just recently this week, City Council President recommends members for Task Force on Safety and Crime Reduction, and I was included as one of the members that would join the task force. We have our work cut out for us in terms of trying to find solutions for the myriad of crime situations that we find ourselves in. But I think this is a great start, because at least people, you know, will come together, and as a community, including law enforcement and others, we should be able to work out some situations. So how do you see millennials dealing with the crime situation? Do you see that as a problem? Do you have some answers for us as we look at this task force Absolutely. From a millennial perspective.
Absolutely. As a millennial and as a young black man that has emerged from poverty, I understand how crime can affect us directly and indirectly. And so one of the first things is information and resources.
Okay.
When we have a lack of information, the decisions that we make are substantially, it's a substantial difference between the person that does have the information. And in addition to that, when it comes to the resources, you know, if you think, because I grew up in Paxson, right on 6th Street, 2922 West 6th Street, that's where I grew up at. I went to Paxson Middle as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in the summertime, it was nothing to do. You know, so if it's nothing to do, then I go and get into trouble, right? Because it's not the community centers that are there as they once were before. Even if we start thinking about the young millennial mothers, the young millennial fathers, if you have to resort to crime, it's because of the lack of resources. So when we put more resources in the community, when we show you how to build your resume, when we show you how to go into that interview and actually kill the interview in a positive light, actually do well, right? Mm-hmm. That perpetuates the success of not only just, you know, the millennials, but as the community as a whole. So, you know, if we don't have the information and we don't have the resources, we cannot expect to have a betterment. A lot of times we just pacify it by just giving things that don't correct the behavior and that don't mm-hmm. correct the thinking process. So we have to continuously feed the mind so that way we can get better.
Okay, so we do have a caller. Remember, it is Small Business Saturday. And good morning, caller. Good
is that
morning,
James?
Yes, good morning, James.
Good morning.
All right, welcome to the Empowerment Hour. Share with us about your small business today.
I am James McDaniel. I started a business up here 3 years ago. It's American Eagle Steel Buildings, Components, and Roofing. I want to back up and thank the good Lord for allowing me to have a company. Mm-hmm. And but that's what we do. We build strip malls, churches, airplane hangars, horse arenas, that type of thing.
Okay.
And I'm also looking for some good help, admin help, you know, to run my office, also estimator, to do estimating, which is nothing but laying out the bill and detailing it, pricing it out, and so on.
Okay.
So how can we reach you, those that want to call you I guess you have to go online. How do we do it, Sean? How do we get these
James, do you have a website? Or
yes,
do you have
we
phone?
Do. Okay. We have a website. It is American Eagle Steel Buildings, Components, and Roofing. My email is also info@AmericanEagleSteelBuildings.com.
Okay.
You can reach me at either one of those. Phone number is also 904-475-2028.
Are these good wages, Sean, James? Are you paying good?
Yes, we do well.
Don't hesitate now.
The Lord is blessing us.
Oh, you're going to bring up the Lord now.
So we pass blessings on. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so James, you thank you so much for calling in. And that's American Steel Buildings. And you are hiring for admin and some estimators, and you do you build churches, you know, you do roofing, a lot of construction work.
Yeah, let's try to get some of those jobs in some of our communities that are struggling. You know, we talk about food deserts, but we have some job deserts.
We do. All right. Thank you so much, James, for calling in this morning.
Thank you, James.
Thank you all for having me, and God bless you all. Have a happy holiday.
Yes, you too.
So, James, you got...
No, you go ahead. You're talking about Sean.
Sean.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Sean, James, Sean. What?
Listen, Sean. Whatever you want me to do.
No, that's not true. No.
We're calling you by your name.
I need to get it
right. Whatever you would like for me to be.
You know,
humble.
I need to get it right. I need to get it right. Now, I understand you're leaving town.
Yes, sir. I'm actually relocating to Nashville. And so...
to the good old opera, huh?
Good old opera, right? Country Music City. USA, yes. Nash, Vegas. And I'm going to get my master's from Vanderbilt, Executive MBA. So going higher in education. Like I was talking about earlier, it's all about the information. So
yeah, we were talking out the air. That's where finished, lived in Nashville for about 6 years, finishing my bachelor's at Fisk and my master's at Tennessee State. Nashville
we
is a really...
HBCU. Oh, you went to Tennessee State?
Yes, yes. And Nashville's a really nice city. And like you said, it's about, you know, information, you know, and overcoming adversity. I remember in graduate school, my mother had a nervous breakdown. So I was at the end of finishing, and I had to defend my thesis, write my thesis, and my mind was just all over the place. I didn't know, you know, even if I was going to finish. I know you shared a little bit about your adversity, and I didn't know if I was going to finish and if I was going to need to extend it another year, but by the grace of God, you know, he got me through. I defended my thesis, and they were just like leaning on me because everybody else was like, they made me go back and redo it. What did they do with you? And I just said, I just defended and I was done. And so I know that was God's grace and his love that was on my life.
Boy,
at the time.
If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be?
All right. Amen. All right. Is it time for a break, Steve? All right. Well, we're going to continue this conversation with Sean Calhoun with Dreamers and talking about the millennials. We're going to take a music break, and this is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9.
Put your hand on them, say you have been touched, changed, healed, say this, totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from, I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. Every shackle broke. Now I can live again. Y'all say it. I have been touched, changed, healed, totally free from sin. Every shackle broken.
Yeah.
right, and we are back on the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And we do have a guest speaker, Sean Calhoun with Dreamers. And we've been talking about, you know, what inspired him to be a motivational speaker amongst the millennials and some of the challenges that the millennials had. And we know that you have come through, Sean, the Urban Leagues program, Young Professionals. So can you share a little bit about, you know, what connected you with the Urban League and how what you do aligns with the Urban League?
So going back to when we were talking about resources, I relocated back to Jacksonville about a year and a half ago. And so after the death of my mother, because I relocated to Memphis, and so when I came back, like I say, I'm a young kid from Paxson, right? I don't know any professionals. All my professional buddies don't do professional things.
So you know, well.
Right. You know, hey, we all got a pass. Yeah, man, right. Hey, man. So from that perspective, I said, I need to find some people to connect with. And so my brother, Jeremy Calhoun with STS Enterprise, he actually said, you ever heard of the Urban League of Jacksonville, Young Professionals? I said, I heard of them, but I don't know where to find them. So he said, you know, I found their Facebook page. And so he sent me the information, and I went to Empower Hour, which happens the Thursday before the Tuesday on the meeting on Second Tuesday at 6. So I went out to Empower Hour, and Dante was there, and another member was there as well. And I'll say, hey, man, I'm Sean Calhoun Jr. I'm trying to connect with some professors. They say, hey, man, come to the meeting on Tuesday. And so the energy was just so amazing. And just the professionalism, you know, the transparency, the relatability. And so I immediately said, this is a group that I have to connect with, because these are like-minded people. Mm-hmm. You know, iron sharpens iron. Yeah. And I definitely found them to be people of iron, people of substance, right? And so I'm definitely a proud member of the Jacksonville Urban League Young Professionals, and I'm also I'm excited about it. You know, it's probably one of the happiest things that I do just in the community. We do so many things. Even on Thanksgiving, they were out feeding the homeless, things of that sort. So wonderful organization. I love being a part of Urban League.
That's wonderful. Okay, so in recent months, fans haven't seen you much in the media. So is there a reason for that, and are you still traveling as a motivational speaker? Are you still doing that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still traveling. I'm speaking right at probably about twice a month. So as far as why I've been going or what I've been doing, it's been more so to restructure my business. A lot of times as millennials, we go to social media and we build our business around social media versus building social media around our business. Okay. So I had to do some house clearing, right? I had to go and get some things reorganized and just redirect and reposition.
So you suggest you do what?
You should build your social media around your business, because if not, then you're giving a false pretense of actually who you are. Oh. And so a lot of times you'll see people on social media, and then you meet them in person, you're like, you are not that person. You know, so many filters going on. Is what happens is people begin to filter who they are, and they're not actually given that true representation of what they stand for and what their business
so
means.
Fake. So they're fake.
The fake news. Fake. I guess that's what
what we like to say, flogging.
Flogging. Oh, okay. So, hey, Larry, did you hear that? You learned a new word. Look it up, man.
Hey, look, we're flogging along.
Then even the newer millennials may say flexing. So, you know, some people are flexing on the gram, or some people are flogging. We try to be as transparent as we can.
Yeah, we need to be transparent and authentic, and not post put something out there that doesn't represent who you are or what your business represents. So,
Larry, did you need to chime in?
Oh, no, I'm just listening in. You guys are doing very well. When we're dealing with millennials, I have a couple of grandsons in that age bracket. And, I'm still learning the language and learning how to communicate with them. Apparently, I haven't been doing too good a job.
So oh, no.
I said, y'all got to pick it up.
Well, transparency is something you definitely have. So you're headed in the right direction. You know, millennials want a level of transparency, and I know just knowing you that you're like that with your grandchildren. So maybe they'll come around. Maybe they'll listen at some point.
Well, if they don't, they don't. You know, I'm at the age now where, you know, we just keep on moving. We got a lot of work to do, and you know, I'm hoping that the millennials are connecting and staying are reconnecting with their seniors, because, you know, what we miss sometimes, and I think Sean alluded to it, is that we need to make sure that, you know, not only are they understanding and learning about what's going on and what has taken place, but being able to, you know, connect those ties between our generations and yes, making sure that that's the only way that we're going to be able to bridge those gaps of communication. And communication is one of the few things that we have, one of the many things that we have a shortage of, being transparent, communicating between our generations. And that's the only way that we're going to build generational wealth in our communities, aside from stop spending so much on Black Friday.
Okay.
Intergenerational connectivity.
Wow. Intergenerational connectivity.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
We all have to be connected. Yeah.
Okay. Intergenerational connectivity.
Look, I like that, Larry.
See how I regurgitate?
There you go.
We millennials listen. We listen.
Okay.
Oh,
if you, if you want
to just listen today, we want to listen every Saturday. We got something for them.
Yeah, every Saturday.
Don't forget the number, Larry. We've got to encourage them to call 296-2251.
And it is still Small Business Saturday. So you can call in and share your services.
They're too busy
products.
Spending money. They're out.
Or if you're a millennial and you have a question, you can call in at 296-2251. So, Sean, what are some of the most common challenges or reason millennials are coming to you for support or encouragement, so to speak? What are some common reasons that they quote unquote fail? You know, because, you know, failure is a part of life. I mean, we can't look at it as a negative. That's how we grow. But what are you seeing just in your experience?
I've been seeing a lot of things to do with application.
Okay.
Application,
not the apps on your phone, but the things that you actually go out and do, right?
Right.
And so from that perspective, we'll get the information, mm-hmm, but we won't apply it, or we'll use partial of it, you know.
Oh, Sharma can talk about, you know, people getting services, you know, they come,
yes,
to the therapist,
yes,
and ask for help, and then they won't take
and they won't apply. Yeah, so the application, will get, they'll have the knowledge, but the application part is where you're going to see the change, mm-hmm, in the child's behavior.
That's right.
or a skill develop and grow. But we see a lot of parents and even daycare workers, wherever the, mm-hmm, child is, they don't apply it.
Right.
You know, but they know.
And the reason that is because we don't familiarize ourselves enough with the information. Right. So every morning and every night, I write down my 4-year plan. I know it by heart. Wow. And the reason why I do that, because the Bible says, whatever man think of, so is he. And you can only, yeah, think about the things that you familiarize yourself with.
Right.
So if we don't familiarize ourselves with the information, it's very hard to apply it. So when I talk to a millennial like myself or anybody else, I always ask, what's the plan? What's the goal? And that also goes into the second portion, right? Because it's multi-layered. So application is the big point. But when you go into the multi-layers of it, it's going to be how often you're familiarizing yourself with the information. And also planning, right? Because if we don't plan, old thing says we plan to fail, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking to one of my buddies, and I was saying, you know, it's very amazing to me that we look up to these big companies that plan their year out around this time of the year, but, mm-hmm, we only plan our day-to-day or our week-by-week. They had their sales forecasting already done for 2019.
Right.
So if I want to be a millionaire by 35, I want to be this great mogul or this, mm-hmm, you know, this person that's internationally known, I have to start adopting these same business practices, and I have to treat myself like a business, because that allows me to be disciplined, which also perpetuates the application, which also perpetuates the planning, which also perpetuates being more aware of the information that I'm surrounding myself with.
All right.
Well, you know, Sean, when you talk about applications and applying what you learn, you know, one of the things that I find as a small business coach and mentor is that our mentees will take some of the information and then try to apply it. You know, that's the worst thing that you can do. You know, make sure that you're, you know, versed in your business, you know, as you said, planning and other things before you go out and try to implement something. Going out half prepared is worse than not going out at all, because that means that you're doomed for failure, to start with. And most small businesses and entrepreneurs fail what is it, like 88% failed the first time out. And the big reason for that is lack of capital, lack of experience, and lack of knowledge about your business plan.
Right.
Yes. And so, as again, it is Small Business Saturday, and as small business owners, you have the opportunity to call in at 296-2251 to share about your services and products. And the Urban League has a wonderful entrepreneurship program that I myself even went through, and they can assist and support small businesses in their business plan and in their, I guess, opportunities for their business to grow. And on that note, we're going to take another break. This is the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9, and we'll be back.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9.
Give me a mountain and I promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried.
No matter what's thrown at me.
Give me a hurdle, I'll jump right over. Like a game of limbo, I get down lower. I ain't worried.
Focus on the destiny.
Cause I'm worried. Cause I ain't worried, yeah.
No matter what's thrown at me.
If I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water. I ain't worried. No, 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 no. Cause I'm worried.
Right. Welcome back to the Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. I am Jarmin Leitner, your co-host in the studio with Dr. Richard Danford, and joining us on the line is Larry Williams. And this is Small Business Saturday. We've been encouraging our small businesses to call in and encouraging the community to support local small businesses in the area. And we have Terry on the line with us right now. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
All right. Share with us your business.
PJ and PJ Insurance Agency. We are a family helping families have financial success. We are a full-service insurance agency offering home, auto, renters, flood, Medicare, pretty much all of the insurances that everyone needs. And so we're available from appointment from 9 to 5 at 5785 Wilson Boulevard, Suite Number 1. And you can call for a financial needs analysis to determine if you have enough insurance in place for your family, as well as set up streams of income for retirement other than Social Security.
Okay, and what's your what's the telephone number?
It is 904-619-5686.
Okay, 5686. Okay.
Yeah, are people getting right? Are you writing into that flood insurance?
Yes.
I tell you, I really want to encourage people, if they say you're in a flood zone, mm-hmm. please try. I know it's expensive to run about $500, but you need to get some flood insurance. Okay, don't be caught without it.
$500 a month?
No, a year. About,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
About $500 to make. You see what happened over there in Mexico Beach?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, these folks living right on the water and don't have any.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you so much, Terry, for calling in.
You're welcome. It's difficult to get flood insurance, even if you've got the $500 if you're in a flood zone, isn't it?
No, you can get it. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, you pay your money. They'll take the money.
They'll
take the money.
Is there a high deductible on that
car? I don't know the particulars. I'm just covered.
Okay. He said you're just covered.
I'm just covered.
Out of blood.
All right.
Yeah.
Good morning. We have another caller, Jewel.
Yes. Good morning.
All right, Jewel. Let us know about your business.
Well, I have an online business, and it's called Designs by Jewels with a Z, DESIGNZ by BY. JULEZ, and I have some fantastic products. You got to try our wireless charger. One of our products that is on sale, you buy one, you get one for 50%, is our smart speaker with Alexia, which it controls the lights and other smart home devices in your home.
Okay.
And I believe the millennials will love this. And I also have like Xboxes and Nintendos. And
you have a Nintendo Switch?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What do you know about a Nintendo Switch?
I have young children.
When you have
black children,
they make commercials for them.
That's what that is.
That's it.
I think I have one of those in the closet somewhere.
That's probably a Nintendo. It's not a Nintendo Switch.
that's probably a Pac-Man.
Atari or something. No.
What's her number?
Okay, so give us your website and then your number.
Yes. Website is www.designs, DESIGNZ by JULEZ.com. And my phone number is 904-894-5152.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Jewel.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
What you got, Sean? I see you anxious to chime in.
Listen, I'm just excited about this black excellence that's going on.
Oh,
this
morning,
this small business excellence that's going on.
Yeah.
Just hearing, people sharing their business, because I remember growing up, small businesses were not as promoted as they are now. So
right.
I'm just happy to hear that. That's why
yeah,
I'm
we want to. Yeah,
we'll find that on the Empowerment Hour.
That's right.
That's right. It's
so we want
promote
to
small businesses.
We want to encourage our listeners to, if you have time, go over to Bethel Baptist Institutional Church from 10 o'clock on this afternoon. We have Black Wall Street taking place. We've got about 40 vendors over there, I understand, and let's move forward. If we're going to help our community, we're going to have to help our community ourselves. Okay.
And yeah, I also
absolutely.
And I also saw
and if you
that
you can't make it over there, then just go out and support your local small business,
or go online because
they,
some of those
they
businesses are online.
That's right.
Yeah, go online. And then I heard in the paper that
John, 67% of our businesses aren't online, so let's make sure we go out there in person and support them anyways.
Okay, 67% are not online.
Wow.
Correct.
And
okay.
That's an alarming rate because it's so easy to get online now. They have so many easier ways to and it's very affordable.
Exactly. But Sean, that's one of the challenges that those are some of the things that the Urban League addresses in their entrepreneur program. Is and First Thursday Jacksonville talking about those things and trying to help people learn the importance of social media and online marketing.
Yeah. Now speaking of First Thursday, Larry, what are we doing? We're off.
We're gonna be meeting on December. What is it? The 6th.
Well, yes, it's December 6th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Next.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Not next. Yeah. In a couple of weeks. Not next. Not the Thursday coming up, but a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll
so December the 6th, first Thursday. And Sean, you should you know, come out to our first Thursday meetings every first Thursday every month.
This is the next one in December?
Yep, December 6th. You'll be gone.
In Nashville.
You'll be in Nashville. Uh-oh.
Now, listen, if I can FaceTime in, we'll make it work.
Look, I'm all about the technology. So
on Facebook.
Okay, on Facebook. You can join us on Facebook.
Okay, great.
I just wanted to get a plug in since it's Small Business Saturday for Harvest Intervention Services. We provide developmental and behavioral health services to children ages birth to 8 years old. And we do have some free service options through VPK if your child is 4 years old. With an IEP, we do provide support within enrolling you in that program, as well as the Gardner Scholarship. And we do accept some insurances and private pay. And we're also hiring. So if you're an early childhood educator, you know, certified, or you have a background in psychology or social work, you can give us a call at 296. I always do that, Dr. Dan.
595-2251.
No, not that number. You call us at 904-595-6516 or visit harvestinterventions.com.
Hey, how can I become certified?
You can go back to school and go through a program. And we would love to have you, Dr. Danford. Bring a lot of wisdom. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, next week, I'm going to be in New York attending the National Black Caucus of State Legislators, which will be an interesting conference, and it's their annual meeting. And looking forward to doing that. I'm going to be representing our client Eli Lilly. They're talking about diabetes and the African American community. You know, that's one of my favorite subjects as of late. And you know, so many African Americans and African Americans in general disproportionately affected by diabetes. And so we're trying to help get the word out about the diabetes. Lilly's Diabetes Solution Center. So if you're in the New York area, you're going to be in town, you know, swing by and find out. Google it, National Black Caucus of State Legislators. We've got about 600 black legislators from across the country.
Are you all staying are you all staying at Trump Tower up in New York?
No, we bought on that.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to bring that up. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, Sean.
That's okay.
Yeah, would love to, since this is Small Business Saturday,
how
and I am a small business, would love to plug myself right on in there. The easiest way to connect with me, if you want to send me a question or just, you know, see more of my work, is through Instagram. That's Dreamers. Okay. Exactly how it sounds, DREAMERS _ Sean, SEAN. And if you want to use our services, maybe you want to bring us out to speak at your next event, your next conference, it's dreamers365.com. You can do all of your booking right there from the website. And if that is a challenge, you can also give us a phone call at 901-295-1241. Like I said, we inspire college students and young adults to overcome adversity and achieve their dream. And you may say, hey, you know what, Sean, my student isn't in college right now. However, they probably will be headed to college within the next few years. So, like I say, if you have your next church event, you have your next thing going on at your college, or it's a conference, leadership development.
What about those, Sean, that are not going to college? What do you have any words for those young people?
Absolutely, because it's always preparing you for the next phase in your life. And college is just the next phase. And so we know a vast majority of, as far as the area that we focus on, are our college students. However, if you're not going to college, we have to figure out what is it that we want to be? Because maybe your role does not require to go to a four-year institution, but maybe a technical school. Okay. You know, maybe you want to go into the military. Maybe you want to start your own business. But what college perpetuates...
Legal business.
That's right. Not my old friends, but our only friends, right? But what college perpetuates is the learning of information. So...